In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Dick Barnes and for Teresa Burnaby, my mother. Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Blaise, Bishop and Martyr, this great saint of Armenia. So for all those of you who have Armenian ancestors, like Father Simon Carrion, here's one of your great saints, offered his life so generously. He died in the year 316 as a martyr. And you might be asking your question, well, if he died in 316 as a martyr, his body was torn by hooks and flesh combs and things like that in a very violent fashion. How could that be? Wasn't Christianity a legalized religion at the proclamation of the Emperor St. Constantine just a couple of years earlier? Well, just because it was legalized in the whole of the empire doesn't mean everybody followed. And so it took some time for that to continue with. Here's St. Blaise, bishop and martyr. He's one who gave his life to the radical teaching of Christ, but also that he was able to perform great miracles, particularly with those who struggled with diseases of the throat. The story goes is there was a young boy who had choked on a fishbone, and there was no way, so painful it is, I'm sure you've experienced things like that being caught in your throat. Fish bones being very, very small, easily can get caught in a place. And so that's where this little child was very worried about this. And so he, through his intercession and his prayer, called down God's divine help and freed him from that. And since that moment, this saint has always been associated with help with throat diseases. And that's why at the conclusion of this Mass, we will have, after Holy Communion, we'll have an opportunity to receive that blessing of the throats. Remember, I also had a relic on the altar of St. Blaise that I was given when I was in Rome, a first-class relic, a little tiny piece of his bones that is there, preserved in that reliquary. As a side note, in my first year of priesthood, there was a young lady who came with great pain within her throat prior to her graduation, and I can't remember or not whether she was asking to be, was going to be giving a speech for her graduation at UNM or not, but she came that very day and wanted some help, and I said, okay, I'll pray for you, but I'll give you the blessing of St. Blaise as well. I also had some Four Thieves vinegar as well that I gave her, a little concoction from the Middle Ages. And so I'm not sure which one healed her, but immediately after that, not only was her entire throat problem cured, she was doing very well and could speak just as normal before. She was not able to get hardly anything to pass out of her mouth. So, if that's you, God can definitely work through his relic here. If you want the Four Thieves vinegar, I've got that as well, in that sense. In the gospel, or in the first reading today, we have this great teaching that Ms. Monica gave for us of Saint here, as we begin through the chapter 12 of Hebrews, it talks about all these practical things of the way in which our lives go, the struggles that we go through. Oftentimes we think, well, it's so hard to maintain my life pure, it's so hard to resist the difficulties that we have. Well, what does it say within the scriptures? It says right here, it says, do not disdain, well, it says, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. The martyrs struggled so strongly against this, against any sort of sin, against turning their back on God in any way, that they were willing to actually shed their blood. And you and I probably haven't gone to that point. Do you know St. Dominic Savio, the great saint, the little boy who was taken under his wings by St. Don Bosco, whose feast day was just a couple days ago? Well, St. Dominic Savio, this little boy, used to have this saying that he said on his first Holy Communion, as he was preparing for his first communion. One of the resolutions that he made in making his first Holy Communion was death rather than sin. Death rather than sin. And so he strived to live in that way. Death rather than sin. He wasn't just talking about mortal sin. He was talking about venial sins as well. Death rather than sin. And so is the movement of the saints. Iron combs and hooks, I'm reading here from a little meditation on the Feast of St. Blaise, saying, The iron hooks and combs, racks and swords and scaffolds were the things which were empurpled with the blood of the martyrs. And they are the eternal proofs of their invincible courage and constancy in the divine service. But they are not always the same time subjects of our condemnation and confusion. How weak are the resolutions that we make when we say we're going to avoid sin in the future. Like we go to confession each and every time and repeat these words. How base is our pusillanimity or our smallness of soul and our cowardice in the pursuit of virtue. We have daily renewed our most sacred baptismal engagements and our purposes of faithfully serving God. These we have often repeated at the feet of God's ministers in confession and in the presence of his holy altars. And we have so often begun our conversion with great fervor. Yet these fair blossoms were always nicked in the bud. For want of constancy, we soon fell back into our formal life of sloth and disorders, adding to our other prevarications and base infidelities. Instead of encountering the gibbets or the crosses or even the wild beasts, we were scared of the sight of the least difficult, or we had not the courage to make the least small sacrifice of our passions for the repulse of the weakest and most contemptible assaults of the world. Its example, or that dangerous company from which we had not the resolution to separate ourselves from, carried us away. And so we had not the courage to withstand those very same sayings which we ourselves condemn in moments of our serious reflections as on a contrary spirit to the gospel. Perhaps we often flew back for fear of shadows or had apprehensions frequently imaginary, lest we should forfeit some temporal advantage, some useful or agreeable friend. Perhaps we were overcome by the difficulties which arose barely from ourselves and wanted resolution to deny our senses, to subdue our passions, or to renounce the dangerous occasions, or even to enter upon a penitential life. Why do we fall into them, he says at the end? Blinded by self-love, have we not sheltered our dastardly smallness of soul under the cloak of pretended necessity, or even though somehow we're professing a virtue? The saints recognize that this life is just a small thing, and any difficulty which we encounter here in compare with the incomparable riches that are in store for those who love God, absolutely nothing. Inspired by the lives of all the saints that we have before us, the great sayings that are there, to make in this Mass some resolution, some small sin, some little difficulty it is that we know within our lives, and a purpose to do that one thing. Even if it is as small as saying, I'm going to let go of a little bit of salt on my food, a little bit of seasoning in some way, so that in this way I can train myself to endure the greater things of avoiding sin. The smallness of, I'm not going to use the back of my chair, even for the length of this Mass, or for the few moments that I'm here. That can be a thing that I can offer to prepare myself for greater difficulties. The saints did these things and made them their habits, so that ultimately they could offer themselves most generously to God. God willing, nobody in this room will ever endure the horrors of martyrdom, except for maybe Fabio. But each of us have the opportunity to engage in these little martyrdoms, so that when the time comes, the glories which the Lord has ordained for those who love him may be not only something that we read about in the lives of the saints, or hear in those fantastical stories that are given to us in the visions of the great mystics, but actually things which we're able to see face to face at the Blessed in Heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.